www.blogtalkradio.com.
Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free as we launch here in hour number two of the program. Freetalklive.com, enjoy it all on us. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. And again, ours is free at freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. That's the point of the show. And we go back to Dan in Pennsylvania. You're talking about how you think that based on the past, apparently back in the Soviet Union, there was some underground insurance companies because, well, when the free market is outlawed, then the black market essentially becomes the free market, as you explained it. And you were talking about how you think that perhaps some sort of competing various different market entities that would be competing with the government could arise in today's world, and you'd sort of just begun explaining that, if I was understanding you correctly. So I wanted to make sure you had a full opportunity to get that idea out there.
Yes. Well, first of all, the government is going to get more oppressive. There's no way around that.
That's what they
I'm
do.
I'm afraid that there's no way we're going to turn it back politically. It's going to get worse and worse and worse until it eventually collapses. And right now, you can't get somebody to barter. You can't get somebody to use gold and silver instead of Federal Reserve notes because things are still pretty good using Federal Reserve notes, and people are willing to have 60% of their income taken from them because we still have iPods and PlayStations and things like that.
Sure.
But when things get bad enough, then you're going to see opportunities for alternative institutions, alternative money, and alternative take national health care. What happens when everything is nationalized in health care and you have a shortage of all sorts of medicine? Then it's going to be really easy for a black market entrepreneur to come up with a way to compete with the state in medicine. And the way to protect that sort of thing from happening is to protect that sort of company from being interfered with by the state is to pool capital in the black market and use that to protect those entrepreneurs if they, in case their business gets broken up or something.
So like a government attack, yeah, like an insurance company to prevent to protect you in the event of a government attack, which has been suggested in the past on this program, and I think it's a brilliant idea. I certainly would be a client. Then I, of course, always have to bring up the Save a Patriot Foundation, which is an organization that sort of has been doing that, as I understand it. People would contribute on a monthly basis to this organization, and if one of the members were to come under attack from whatever federal, state, or local governmental entity, then the organization would send money over to, help that person out. But unfortunately, they've been targeted by the state. So I guess the tricky part is how does the insurance company avoid getting targeted and having its assets taken?
Well, and that's the real trick, of course. But obviously, if there's a market for that sort of thing, then the people who are the best at it are going to be the ones who rise to the top. And I would suggest something more decentralized where you have thousands of people holding a little bit of capital and are ready to come to, whoever needs to be indemnified at a moment's notice instead of it being held by, like, one person or them having a bank account or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there. And you're right. I mean, those who are in search of the profit will figure out ways to ensure that they can continue doing business with, even with the loss of the occasional satellite office or whatever, they'll be able to figure out ways to do that and manage to build it all into their cost. And hopefully we'll all be more free as a result. I think it's a neat idea. And hopefully we'll have the people with the capital in hand up here when the time is right for something like that. I think, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. Any other thoughts, Dan?
Yeah, to address what you brought up in the first place, how do you guarantee that these black market institutions are fair and keep their promises? I suggested, having them sign some sort of a pledge having somebody who wants to sign a sort of pledge. Like I posted on the BBS something called the Liberty Creed, which says, I will not willfully initiate violence or commit fraud or threaten to commit violence or fraud against another person, and goes on a little bit further than that. You sign on with a pledge like that, and then that sort of ensures that you would, that you're on board with the ideas of liberty. So that way, somebody who's interested in liberty, they can find these companies that uphold that sort of creed, because obviously not every black market company is going to be above board.
This
is
true.
One way that off the top of my head that you could ensure that, that at least some would be interested in it.
Yeah, well, and buyer beware. I mean, even in the black market, in my experiences in purchasing drugs in the black market, I can certainly say that there's still competition is still going on. I mean, it's certainly not the level of competition we might like to see. It's certainly not the level of innovation that we might like to see. But, you know, the purveyors out there of the black market products or services are still competing for business. Unfortunately, some of the hallmarks of that competition sometimes ends up being violence against competitors. But in many cases, it is a competition for a better priced product or a better product in general. That does go on, but for a buyer that's not cautious, they are more than likely to run across somebody who's a little unscrupulous. But then again, you know, caveat emptor is always in effect, whether you're dealing with a free market or a black market or whatever. So
yeah.
It should be interesting to see how this all plays out, and I thank you for the call tonight, Dan. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The more alternatives we can create to the government and the more insurance sort of situations we can set up, I think the better off we'll be. And the sooner it can happen, the better as well.
I think that competition makes everything better.
We go to Eli calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eli. Eli, you are on the air. Eli going once. Eli going twice. Let's try instead. John is on the line also in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just to point out that the only difference between the black market and the free market is the legal status of the transaction. You're discussing when the free market becomes a black market. They're all market transactions, just a question of what the government considers them, whether they're legal or not.
Yep.
But I actually wanted to call up about feudalism. This is one of the things that I think, you know, the market-based anarchist people have trouble dealing with, which is, you know, where did the state come from? It essentially evolved out of the free market.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, explain yourself, please.
Well, sure it did. I mean, once upon a time, there were just people, and those people organized into villages and groups, and one way or another, somebody rose up in power and asserted that, you know, they were essentially the owner. These incidences of, you know, marauding savages coming to the village contributed to the rise of the state in that a feudal lord would protect the village. One of the functions of the feudal lord was to protect the village from being pillaged and raped because it was essentially his property and his servants.
Well, I don't know if you can claim that you know, a strong man ruling over people is a free market situation because, well, free kind of entails the idea of you have the freedom to...
It could be that...
I didn't say it was free market. I said it evolved out of the free market. It evolved out of... It came from somewhere, right?
Voluntary interaction. If I build a wall... A big house with a wall around it, and nobody else has one of those because it's an expensive thing to build, and marauders come and bother the people outside of the wall,
mm-hmm.
and they say, we'd like to come in the wall, it's safer in there. And I say, well, sure, but I get an X amount of your crops and
that would
livestock.
Be voluntary. I have a feeling it was not always that way, Mark.
I'm sure that it wasn't always that way. However, I think
it was forced extraction of wealth from the peasants.
Well, once I have then control of that land, because I've made a contract with you, then I'm going to pass that contract on to your children, and
mm-hmm.
my children are going to pass it on to their children,
yeah.
and it's going to go from there to the point, essentially, I own everything in this particular area that I can manage to control.
Well, you know, you
right.
could make the argument, instead of using the term free market, again, free market suggests the freedom to choose, you could make the suggestion that it's really, truly an anarchist situation today, and has always been an anarchist situation, in that, you know, these strongmen are, whether you call them governments or kings or whoever they would be, these strongmen are ruling over others in a situation of chaos, and so perhaps we can just sort of swing things in the other direction and manage to get people to understand that the government is nothing more than the new strongman, and that they need to be resisted and non-cooperative with.
Right, and what Mark keyed in on there is the establishment of what's called the extraction coercion cycle. It starts out as a voluntary transaction, as there's a condition of, you know, marauding just out there. We need protection. Let's go to Mark. He's got a wall. He's got resources and wherewithal. We can organize under him to protect ourselves or some other threat. And Mark then overplays his hand and says, well, I want 20% of your crops, and then now I'm going to put it on your kids. And you don't. There's no out. There's no
yeah, and
way
at some
out
point
the
they've had enough. Good point. Thank you for the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free, so enjoy on us at listen.freetalklive.com. listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering free seminars over spring break for people who are in college, in graduate school, or recently graduated. You can find out more by going to libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. And some of the past seminars have been about Walmart. Does Walmart reduce social capital? Classic liberalism and women's rights movements, government and morality. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. And if you know somebody who's in college, you might recommend it to them, too. They cover all the costs. Libertarianseminars.com.
All right. 800-259-9231. You know, earlier this week, Mark, we had a conversation about the flag burning that went down over the weekend. And it was something that got a lot of people pretty incensed. People were concerned as a, you know, they were wondering what was going to happen as a result of this. Would this do damage to the activism movement up here in New Hampshire? The Free State Project, for instance, it was one of the Free State Project participants that decided to burn this, the U.S. and U.N. and New Hampshire flags. It was a triple flag burn, which I thought was an incredibly important factor in the entire affair, because I thought it made it really a unique message as opposed to just another person burning a flag. This was a real, I think it was a real statement against the whole idea of government. And we got a mixed, you know, mixed bag of responses. You, Mark, you said it was bad news. You said the public relations was dismal. You said that it was an abject failure, whereas I was actually there. You didn't actually experience the event. As I was there, and as were a few others, actually a number of others, probably a good 30 or so people were out there for this particular event here in Keene, New Hampshire. You can see, I don't know if the footage has been posted at Free Keene yet, but eventually some will be. Anyway, so there was, you know, some debate as to what the results of this were like. You know, how did this affect people? And I think the answers are varied. I mean, certainly some people are going to be very upset about something like a flag burning, whereas others may ask questions they've never asked before. So I think you're going to see the entire a large spectrum as far as variation of response and how people took it. And I just wanted to share an email and an article the article's from Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press, and the email's from Sam from the Obscured Truth Network, as far as their thoughts individually on what the flag burning meant to them. I'm going to start with Kat. She posted this over at the New Hampshire Free Press at newhampshirefreepress.com. She says, "I have to admit that I was somewhat ambivalent about this event. This wasn't out of some hidden reverence for the symbol of the United States, but because I knew I was gonna get it from my mother over this one. My mother, she doesn't like the current U.S. government more than the Free Staters do, or any more than Free Staters do, but she does love the principles this country was founded on. A country that respects the God-given rights of the people, with its government severely limited by the Constitution." Well, you know, that was the idea, at least. Right. "This country became a great place because, for a period of time, the government mostly left people alone."
Mostly is probably a good way to describe it.
"When the fetters were removed, the little guy was free to produce, to create, to make a good life for himself and his family. And that's just what a lot of little guys did with their freedom, making this the most prosperous nation in history. It was a beautiful thing. It's gone now. It was inevitable that freedom should gradually disappear. The people who fought for freedom in the U.S. appreciated it. Their children and grandchildren grew progressively more comfortable. They forgot what a danger that government can be. Slowly, those freedoms dissolved away, like the wearing away of rock in a riverbed. People relied on government to protect our freedom when really it was something each of us needed to look after for ourselves. Now we've come to this, the United States of today. The government involves itself in every aspect of our lives. No more is the little guy free to produce. He's fettered with regulations, licenses, and red tape a mile long. Now, instead of making a better life for him and his family, he stands on a welfare line. The United States of today in no way respects the rights of people. Free speech has been replaced by free speech zones. Freedom from outrageous searches has been replaced by TSA lines and no-knock warrants. Rights to a speedy trial are laughed at by officials at Guantanamo Bay, where torturing prisoners is endorsed by the president himself. Limits on taxation have been replaced by a system that takes nigh upon 50% of all we earn. The government fetters laid down by the Constitution have largely been cut, leaving government free to trample the people. The idyllic country that my mother holds dear is a dream of the past. It could be created again, but with the same result, the gradual wearing away of freedoms. So is the human race doomed to a perpetual cycle of revolution, freedom, slavery? I believe as long as we hand over the responsibility to protect our freedom to someone else, we will have tyranny. As long as it's pretended that it's okay for government to commit aggression in our name, we will have tyranny. And as long as it's okay for one government to initiate violence, we will have tyranny. And since government, by its very definition, is force and violence, as long as we have government, we will have tyranny. And so she doesn't wrap up with a conclusion as to how she ended up feeling about the flag burn, but it sounds as though she ended up being okay with the idea in that this is a flag that represents, and when I say this, I mean the New Hampshire flag, the UN flag, the U.S. flag. These flags all represent the same thing. Sure, the individuals playing the roles in the various different government offices are different, but the concept is the same. The idea is that these are people that have the ability to control your life, that their whims get to decide whether or not you get to run your business, or in what way you get to run your business, or who you get to associate with, and what level of freedoms that you have. And it's outrageous
that these people control our lives. I've been trying to take this this flag burning thing as slowly trying to let it all sink in and understand. And what I heard from Kat is that. She knew that she was going to get it from her mom because her mom believes in those things, and she wasn't there and that kind of thing. And I have never proposed that from the people that were there, on site, you might have been able to handle the PR aspect of it from them. It's the people that heard about it, the people that heard about it on the radio, that have heard about it, through this, heard about it through family members, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's those people that that the huge loss was made with.
I don't think there's a loss. I don't think they could have heard enough to really make a decision beyond, well, that's awful. How could they burn the flag? That's terrible.
Well, I think that now
there's no conversation there. It's just emotion. And then, maybe next time they'll be able to think about it a little clearer.
People make decisions based on emotion.
Like what kind of decisions?
All decisions. Every decision you make,
like specifically, what do you mean
life,
in this case? Like what kind of decision would they be making?
Are good or bad.
Uh-huh.
That's a,
Well, you know what, Mark? If you want to get all worried about the public relations of free staters, then you better start getting concerned about what every single free stater is doing with his or her free time or his or her activism, because there can be some free staters out there that are pushing for things in the political realm that might make free staters look bad.
I have not suggested that Jesse be pilloried in the town square or anything like that. I think he made a mistake.
Well, I see where you're coming from, Mark.
And if you made a mistake, I'd tell you, too.
Well, I don't think it was a mistake. I thought it was. I thought it went very, very well. I thought everything was fine with it. It resulted It resulted in press coverage. It resulted in people starting discussions. And again, you're just being concerned because one free stater did something you disagreed with. There are a lot of free staters out there doing things that I might disagree with, but I don't get all. I don't wring my hands over it.
My hands over anything.
Okay, good. Then I'm not worried about what they're doing.
I'm not terribly concerned about it. I just
good. Then
think
it wasn't
they made
a big
a mistake.
Deal. Then it wasn't a big deal. Then was it?
Well, it was. It was a big enough deal that people that dislike free staters now have more ammunition.
This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email's not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. We'll continue the flag-burning discussion, because I have a few more things to say. Plus, got an email from Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. But first, I want to go to your phone calls, and especially if you've got any comments on how you perceived the triple flag burn event that went on earlier this week. You're welcome to comment on that or anything you want. We go in the meantime to ladies first. Lynn, calling from Connecticut. Lynn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, yes. I had a question about the election. I was wondering, I heard, who was it, Jesse Ventura once talking to Alex Jones, and he was saying how if more Americans would stop voting for the two parties and vote for the little parties, then we'd have more of a chance. Do you think that would be true, maybe?
Well, we would have more of a chance for what?
Well, of defending, like, our, you know, our Constitution and everything and our freedoms.
Well, I would think that if you want, if one of the third parties is agreeing with what it is that you believe, then it only makes sense to vote for one of those candidates. I mean, if you don't like the Republicans or Democrats and you feel like one of the third parties is much more in line with your belief system, then it only makes sense. Will that actually make any difference? Well, probably not, unless other people decide to vote for third parties, and it doesn't seem like most Americans are interested in doing that. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be good for you because you could feel good about voting for the first time, whereas you might feel dirty if you voted for a Republican or a Democrat. Voting for a third party allows you to walk out of the voting booth with relatively clean hands. However, again, as far as making any changes on the federal level, it seems completely fruitless to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, we have no hope, I know.
Well, I think there's no hope, period, at the federal level. I think the only hope is to get active for liberty on a local basis, to non-cooperate, and to disobey. I think that's the only way we're going to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and it may result in a few of us being put in, behind bars. But in order to achieve freedom, something has to be put at risk.
Yeah, you're right, because there is a few parties here in Connecticut, a Constitutional Party and Libertarian. Yeah, there's a few. The local level, yeah.
Well, I wish you good luck if that's a path you pursue. I thank you for the call tonight. Again, the Constitution Party, not quite liberty-loving enough for me. They are kind of scary in a lot of ways. They definitely do not like drug users. For instance, so that's a major black mark in my book, right there. They don't believe in freedom, choice for what you put in your own
it's
body.
It's not a very big tent, in that I doubt very seriously they'd be for gay marriage or something
that. No, they are definitely against, I think they're just against gays, period, in the Constitution Party.
You shouldn't be gay.
So, I mean, we've been down their list of issues and their platform, and there's some really scary stuff in there. And, of course, the Libertarian Party does better usually than the Constitution Party, usually by a factor of 2.5. The Libertarian candidates usually do a lot better because generally the Libertarian candidates are more principled. They're more consistent in promoting liberty. But even nowadays, the Libertarian Party's been become watered down, and they've tried to expand their tent so large that they don't resemble the party that they once did. So for me, at least, there is no third party out there that is that's an accurate home for my belief system. Of course, I don't believe in aggressing against my neighbors. And today, there is no political party that shares that belief. Used to be the Libertarian Party was that way, but not so much anymore. Hey, since you mentioned the election, as an aside, I just came across this information from CNN Politics, where apparently the turnout at the election on Tuesday wasn't really any more than it was back in 2004. So for all the talk of, how this was the biggest election ever, it may have been, but it really wasn't that much bigger than 2004. They're saying it might have been up, like as far as the total turnout, might have been up by 1%. So
well,
looks like
2004 was supposed to have been a really big election.
Yeah.
So
it looks like 60% or 61.7% of those eligible to vote in the United States actually went out and vote. So it looks like estimates are between 126 and 128.5 million Americans went out to vote on Tuesday. So still a good chunk of America saying, I'm staying home. Not worth it.
Plenty of people boycotted the election.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As you know, as we've been discussing, there was a flag burned, actually three flags burned recently here in Keene, New Hampshire. Lots of controversy has erupted as a result of it, especially here on this program. Mark, you said that you believe that the flags being burned by a Free State Project participant may result in those who dislike the Free Staters having more ammunition against them. And, okay, maybe that's true, but what's that going to do? There's always going to be people that are critical of what Free Staters and liberty activists, New Hampshire liberty activists, who aren't even Free Staters, just people that love freedom, are doing. Those people are always going to have ammo. They're always going to be able to talk about how we want to destroy schools and children.
Destroy schools, you can get a great deal of... There's people out there. There are a great deal of conservatives out there. You can call in and talk to Al Kulis on the local radio show here, and he'll agree with you that we need to shut down... public schools or, to stop funding them or whatever terminology one wants to use. I don't want to shut down the school. I want it to, teach kids.
Be funded voluntarily.
Be funded in a voluntary fashion. But you can, so that kind of bad PR, somebody might say to Al, well, these Free Staters want to shut down the public schools. Well, Al's going to say, good. But when they say, well, they're burning flags out in Central Square.
Well, they aren't burning flags. One individual burned a flag.
It doesn't really matter that much.
So you're saying that people are just so collectivist they can't possibly see.
Yeah, they absolutely are. As a matter of fact, I've got my next door neighbor. I was sitting in.
I can't concern myself with that.
I was having a beer with my next door neighbor, and he's like, and what about these free staters coming in here wanting things for free? Here's a completely misinformed person. And what did Jesse do to promote the Free State Project? What did he do?
Anything to promote the Free State Project?
What did he do?
This as an individual.
Was freedom achieved? What did he do to get close? The only people I've heard praise.
He was making a statement.
The only people I've heard praise his activity are people that don't believe in government. And I'll use a blanket term, anarchist, for those people. Find me one that's not. That says that it's a good idea.
He was making a statement. That's all, and it was something to get people started with the discussion. Look, if you are the type of person who's such a blind nationalist that if somebody burns a flag, you're just so seething with white hot rage that you can't hold a conversation about the issue. You're not somebody who's going to be very easily brought on board by any sort of persuasion.
Ian, you've sat on the show and you've said that burning the flag is dumb. So I'm not a blind nationalist who's seething with rage when I've heard that Jesse has burned
the flag. I've changed my mind. I've not said that.
Dumb.
I don't recall saying that it was dumb. I recall saying that it was not necessarily the activism I would have chosen to do. And it's not necessarily the activism I would have chosen to do. However, I'm going to side with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network in his email here. He writes, this is actually an email he wrote to Jesse, but since he carbon copied me, I feel like I can read it on the air. Anyway, he says this. I just finished watching the video of the three flag burn event that you held in downtown Keene earlier this week. I have to say I was skeptical of the positive effect and chances for your success that your methods would generate. I felt like many others that this act would enrage and anger most, only reaching those already aligned with your belief system. I work to craft my message in a way that reaches out to the mainstream, and I believed most would be outraged by such an act.
Before you go on, he says that he believed that it would only reach people allied with his message. Is that correct?
He said that's what he believed in advance.
That's what he believed in advance. Now,
right.
I'd like to see some evidence that it would do otherwise, that it has done much of anything, cumulatively, effectively.
There were I gave you evidence the other night, but apparently
you
ignored
it. There was a journalism class that went and asked a bunch of questions.
A lot of questions.
Journalism class.
Those are going to that's going to result in articles being printed. The news folks from the Keene State College news crew were there with their video camera, and they were interviewing various people. They were getting different perspectives. They weren't even just talking to Jesse. They were talking with other folks that were out there.
It's kind of like working for liberty inside the government, where you get one step forward and 10 steps back.
I understand that's your opinion, Mark. I don't believe any steps were necessarily taken back. The angry nationalists The angry nationalists are going to continue being angry. The people that were there waving signs for McCain were angry at us, but they were already angry. They're angry people. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we need you to vote for us tonight, like within the next few hours, at podcastawards.com. It's my understanding that the voting wraps up a little bit later tonight. I'll see if I can get an exact time, but I think it's, midnight Pacific time. 2008 Podcast Awards closes at 4. Ooh, wait a minute. No, okay. They're going to announce the winners on November 9th at 4 p.m. So it just says that it closes today. So at the end of the day today, you are done in your opportunities to vote for Free Talk Live. So this is your last chance. Please go to podcastawards.com and scroll down the page to the political category, select Free Talk Live, scroll down a little bit more, fill in your name and email address, choose an option there, and select Submit. And you may be verified via email. They might send you an email, and in that email you have to click a link to make sure you're a real live human being. But that'll be it. It'll be a really quick process. So if you're listening live tonight, whether you're on the Internet or you're listening on the radio, as soon as you get in front of a computer, go to podcastawards.com, scroll to the political category, and vote for Free Talk Live.
Right. It doesn't matter if you've done it already, because you can do it every 24 hours.
That's correct.
Please go do it. It's very important that we win this award, to me at least,
so
the sales of this show.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, it'll be really nice to be able to announce that we may be the only show, the only podcast in the world to have ever won 4 podcast awards in a row. And you can help us make that happen at podcastawards.com. You have to the end of the night tonight. That's tonight, November 6th, in order to get that done. Podcastawards.com. Vote for Free Talk Live. Continuing with the email here in regards to the triple flag burn that went down earlier this week, a lot of controversy seems to be bubbling up from this, and as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. People that are talking, whether they're upset or whether they're pleased, I think it's good. Any sort of activism I think is good. I think it's easy for people to sit back and to snipe and to say, well, you shouldn't have picked that issue or you shouldn't pick this issue or you shouldn't do that non-cooperation. That's the wrong issue. You shouldn't die on that hill. And it's easy to sit back and say what people shouldn't do, and it's a lot harder to get out there and do some activism yourself.
I'd like to make the point, and I don't know where you've been hearing people sniping about the flag burning issue. I haven't gotten any emails in support, other than Sam's that I was CC'd on there. And I've been the only one that I have heard saying otherwise about the effectiveness of this. And I have gone out and within the last week and done activism. Now, it was on a political level, and you may not consider that great. Well, you can stick it.
Oh, I don't care what you do, Mark. It's your business. I wouldn't criticize you for going out and doing the activism that you did.
You did?
What are you talking about?
You said, oh, big deal. You held a sign for a candidate.
Well, big deal. You went out and held a sign for a candidate.
Well,
I don't really care about that. I'm not going to say you shouldn't do it.
Right. What would it hurt?
I don't know. It hurts your time, I guess. You could be doing something else.
Right, and it's my time. Whereas I'm proposing that...
I'm not making an argument here, Mark.
I'm proposing that burning the flag has far more negative effects than it does positive ones.
You have no way to quantify it, and I have no way to make a real quantifiable argument against it.
I can make a better argument that it quantifiably many people...
Just because some people
are negative
emotional.
Arguments and no positive, and very few positive
Just
ones.
Just because some people out there are emotional is not really anything that's quantifiable that you can look at. Anyway, we'll go back to
emotions
Sam's
are what
email.
Cause people to buy anything.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. Anyway, so we go back to Sam's email, and Sam from the Obscure Truth Network pointed out that he thought this was going to be, he said he was skeptical of the positive effect of this event and was wondering about the chances of success for these for the methods in regards to burning the UN, US, and New Hampshire flags. Sam says, I was impressed by the courage and professionalism that I saw in the video from the event. As I watched, it began to sink in just what was about to happen. I began to experience and appreciate the courage and strength required to do such a thing. As I watched the UN flag burn, I felt a sense of joy and peace come over me, similar to when I engage in activism. Then something unexpected happened. It was time for the American flag. I felt a sense of apprehension as my body became tense and overcome with a feeling of uneasiness. As I watched the flag burn, tears began streaming down my face, tears of sadness at what was happening, not on the screen, but within me. It was in that instant that I realized such an act has always been off limits to me. I had never even considered it in the realm of possibilities. Sure, I've seen angry hippies burning flags in the 90s and Middle Eastern protesters burning American flags, but this time was different. As it burned, I realized that despite all my activism, I still held the flag to mean something to me. It represents an idea that means so much to so many. Knowing the courage it took within you to perform such an act was the first thought that brought me to tears. As it burned, I felt sadness as I truly let go, for the first time, all of the symbolism, honor, and integrity that I had always believed that flag represented. Thank you, Jesse. Your courage awakened me to beliefs and experiences that I had integrated into my being without ever evaluating them against my own belief system. I wept in sadness as I let them go. I wept in sadness as I realized the beliefs that had remained unquestioned for so long. I wept at what seemed like the last connection to the idea of government left in my body. Thank you, Jesse. I hadn't expected such a wonderful gift to come from what seemed on its face to be such a bad idea. From Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. I just found that absolutely heartwarming
touching. It's motivating.
And
it's a motivating bit of prose.
That is a
from
major positive.
Yet another anarchist.
It's a
you
major.
You don't need to. You do
I don't
not
know if Sam would describe himself
convince.
As an anarchist.
He would be so close that one doesn't. He doesn't. I'm not looking to convince Sam of the need for liberty. I think that. And he didn't say that he thought it was a good idea in this. He just said, thank you for what you gave me, which is a great thing. But I think that what is left unsaid is even more important in here. He didn't say, thank you for the great PR that you brought the Free State Project, because he didn't.
He's not trying to do PR for the Free State Project, Mark. I don't think you really understand here. The people that are coming in as members of the Free State Project or participants of the Free State Project are coming in, and they are able to do whatever sort of activism they would like to do. If you want to get all concerned about the image of the Free State Project, I think you're focusing all of your efforts or your concerns in the wrong area. What we need to focus on here is if you're so interested in doing damage control, Mark, if you're so worried about what some Free Staters might do, you better get out there and pay real close attention to what what every single one of them do, so you can get on the air and call radio shows and say, hey, just wanted to let you know I'm a free stater too, and we don't all agree with one another. We're all individuals. And I think that's fine. What you did was calling the radio show to say, we're all different people. We're all individuals. We're all doing various different things that we think are right, and we don't all agree on what to do.
And I think this is a remarkably bad idea.
And we don't all agree on what to do. So it really, I mean, the Free State Project doesn't really even have much of an image here in New Hampshire. Most people are completely unaware of it. Sure, certain politico types are aware of the Free State Project, but even they don't really know that much about it. So if this gets them talking and asking questions, then I think that's a good thing. And if it gets some people upset and angry, well, that's their problem, and they need to learn how to deal with their feelings. And then maybe down the line, they'll see a Free State Project member do something that they agree with, and then they'll have some cognitive dissonance, because this is just one act in a line of many, many things that have already happened, many things that other people have vehemently disagreed with. A lot of people are against the whole idea of civil disobedience. So when somebody goes out and they do something disobedient, I'm not talking about burning flags, I mean other things of instances of civil disobedience, like Lauren Canario driving around with no government registration. That was incredibly unpopular. I think you were even one of her critics on that particular issue. So again,
No, I was a critic of you extolling how she was attacked by the state. They took this poor, innocent woman who'd done nothing to harm anybody, blah, 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 blah. All I said was, when she called in, and look, Lauren, were you surprised by this action? And she said, no, I was looking for it.
Yeah. Well, there were people that were critiquing her for doing it, and they were saying, you shouldn't do these things. You should change the system with the system. This civil disobedience stuff is making the Free State Project look bad. And you know what? I don't really give a flip about what some people might interpret some actions to mean. Some people might look at all the Free Staters doing political things and say, well, this makes the Free State Project look bad. I like those civil disobedience people instead. I don't really care what everybody thinks. It's none of my damn business. What I think I should be doing is what I think is right to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. Now,
do you
think
it might be a good idea for me to hatchet murder as many people as I can and put, like, this was done by a voluntarist, like on a business card left there? Do you think that's a good idea, Ian?
No, I'm against the initiation of force, so why would I think that would be a good idea?
Who knows that? I mean, does the average person on the street know what a voluntarist is? Or are you trying to, perhaps spin this and get a little PR out of it? I mean, you're trying to tell them that that's not what you're about.
I'm confused. What now?
Okay. The point that I'm trying to make here is that there are people that burn flags and don't burn flags in the Free State Project. Apparently, you're in the flag-burning quadrant.
Yeah. I think more of it should happen.
Well, get out there every day and burn a flag, you nut. Go ahead. Just do some good deeds. Go burn flags. Now, my question to you is, if I'm a member of the Free State Project, you're a member of the Free State Project, can I go out murdering people, call myself a voluntarist? Will that be good for
your
voluntarist?
You can do whatever you want. There's not a damn thing I can do about it.
Would you support it?
No, of course not. How
then I don't support you burning flags. I think
I didn't ask for your support. I don't care if you support it or not. Hour 3 is coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
If I had something.